Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time together where we can share the good things of the Lord. And I'm going to be sharing for perhaps a couple of days on a subject I've entitled Time Management. Now, that might sound somewhat curious because we spend our time in the Word of God. Well, that's not changing. That's exactly what we're going to do. We want to be looking how God wants us to spend the time that we have in this life, on this earth. How can we spend that most profitably? And so let's just ask God's blessing upon our time together. Father, I thank you for the Word of God. I thank you, Lord, that your Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And Lord, I'm asking that you see the needs of those who are listening. And Lord, especially in terms of this subject, Father, I just pray for peace. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, your Word says. And so, Father, I release that confidence, that quietness to them at this point right now in Jesus' name. Whatever would attempt to disturb their peace in you, I take authority over it. I take authority over disturbing thoughts, fearful, anxious thoughts. And I thank you, Lord, for the faith of God, which you'll stir up, and Lord, that they shall rest in you, knowing you are their burden bearer, and you are the one who goes before them to make a way even where there seems to be no way. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we begin this subject on time, I'd like to read just a few verses from the final chapter of the book of Daniel. That's Daniel 12. And I don't trust I have to share much about Daniel. He was a wonderful man of God. He was among those who were transported to Babylon, as the prophet Jeremiah had declared 70 years they would be in captivity. He served under many monarchs. And at this, and also he had been given very many visions, revelations, which he did not understand. And to this day, Bible scholars are attempting to unravel those words that were given to him, which refer and relate to the end times. And so what we see in verse 6, the Lord is, he's seeing all these things, God's showing him things, and he said, in verse 8, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Verse 9, and he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. And I'll read verse 10, many shall be purified and made white and tried. That's true. Many are going through spiritual warfare, not only in our lives. We're relatively comfortable and protected, but in terms of Christians worldwide, they are suffering for the cause of Christ. It goes on in verse 10 to say, but the wicked shall do wickedly. That is true. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And verse 4, this was an express instruction to Daniel. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. If that was ever a description of the times in which we're living, knowledge shall be increased exponentially in the last 100 years, the last 50 years, the last 10 years, even in this last year, in terms of technology. Those who are knowledgeable and instructed and educated as far as technology, computers, and internet understanding, it is changing so quickly. And so there is an exponential growth of knowledge, and especially now artificial intelligence, I mean, there is practically no limit to what the mind of man wants to achieve. But he also says, many shall run to and fro. And that is certainly a sign of the times in which we're living. No one seems to have any time. Children, I mean, I've heard things on the news. They're dealing with stress in grade school kids and high school kids. That was never a time of stress, except maybe studying for a final. But the problems that we are dealing with, that mankind is dealing with, is causing stress and a sense of pressure and simple things. You know, I mean, when I grew up, Christmas was not celebrated until after Thanksgiving. Now you see in this halfway, you know, in the middle of the year, in August, they start bringing Christmas themes out. And so we are living in a time that is extremely pressured. There's so much in the way of stress, and everything is being speeded up. And so I want to encourage you that if you are feeling stressed and pressured with time, there's just not enough hours in your day. I think everyone is feeling it. I want you to rest content in the fact that God has your back. He's got your life. And as Paul said in Philippians 4:11, I realized they were living in a very different time. But he said, for I have learned, in Philippians 4:11, in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. Beloved, all events of time are ordained by God. Acts 17 and 26 declares, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, this is referring to the Lord, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed. That's what I'm saying. He hath determined the times before appointed, and referring to nationally, the bounds of their habitation. It was never God's plan to have a one-world relationship. He established the nations. He, in fact, he confounded the languages, so that there are now many different language groups on the face of the earth. So all of God's purposes are fulfilled in his time, in due time. Galatians 4 and 4 says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son. What does that mean? Well, the Father sent Jesus into the world, born of a virgin, when the fullness of time was come. That means at God's appointed time. Remember what I just read? God determined the times before appointed. And so when the time came on God's timetable, he sent Jesus into the world. And that time was so significant, we refer to it as BC and AD, before Christ and after Christ, if you will. I think that stands for Latin, Anno Domini, or something like that. But at any rate, all human history was changed from that point in time. And in Mark 1:15, it says, Jesus came into Galilee preaching, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. We know from the book of Ecclesiastes 3:1 that there are appointed seasons, not only in terms of mankind, not only in terms of visitations of God, in terms of revivals, but in terms of our own personal lives. There's times of abundance, times of rejoicing, times of affliction, seasons of sorrow. And so, as it says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. And David said in Psalm 31:15, my times, can you say that, beloved? Your times are in his hand. Amen. And so when we look at this phenomenon called time, I recall, I don't know the exact reference, but an angel stands on the land and the sea. This is in the book of Revelations. He says, time shall be no more. Well, one of my favorite reading subjects is what the experience of those who have had near-death experiences, or those who have literally been taken to heaven and come back. And there is some expression or experience of time, but not as we know it. In this realm, everything is on a linear level. Time, there's the past, we're in the present, and then there's the future, which God shrouds in mystery, I think out of compassion for us. Why? Because he wants us to live in the present. He is I am that I am. Yes, he's the God of the past, the present, and the future, of all time and beyond time and eternity. But he wants us to relate to him, his reality, his help, his ever-present grace, which is administered to us in the present time. And so we should cherish this gift of time, if you will, and manage it or spend it, if you will, in the fear of the Lord. 1 Peter 1 and 17 says, this is the Living Bible, and remember that your heavenly Father, to whom you pray, has no favorites when he judges. He will judge you with perfect justice for everything you do. So act in reverent fear of him from now, in this present moment, on until you get to heaven. Praise God. And then some other wonderful scriptures, Psalm 37:23, one I've spoken a lot, relied on a lot, and I trust you do. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there's so much for us to consider, that the devil is always wanting us to dwell in the past in terms of mistakes or failures, or he wants us focusing on the future with fears and anxiety because we don't know it. But God right now wants you to dwell in the present time. And there's grace for each day. Tomorrow has its own, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Isn't that what Jesus said? So let's just pray briefly. Father, help us with all of the strength and grace that you will provide to live in the present moment, to realize that your grace is sufficient for whatever we're facing. And as Paul, because we have this understanding, we can be content. We will have learned that no matter what we're facing, no matter what state we're in, we can be content. Why? Because you are our good shepherd and you are with us always. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, there's some more to share, and we'll do that on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at this same time. We're heard on this station Monday through Friday. And should you miss a broadcast, I invite you always to feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on our broadcast. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,